Avril heard chanting ahead, coming from around the corner.
All equal, equal all!
Voices chorused to a drumbeat and echoed off the skyscrapers in downtown Chicago. She hesitated, turned, and began walking the other way. Chanting meant a protest, and she couldn't risk it, even though she knew exactly what they meant. For a moment, just a moment, she considered joining them. American citizens had been reclassified, some first class, some second class, and some people stripped of their citizenship entirely. She believed in equality. She argued for it with her friends. The protesters were right, but protests got violent too often. She'd come downtown to meet a friend on a sunny August morning, to visit an art museum and have a nice lunch before they went their separate ways to start college. Nothing more. She kept walking, and she hated herself. Any violence wouldn't be the protesters' fault. That was what made protests dangerous. Still, it sounded like only a couple of dozen voices. Few people would dare to protest at all. Maybe such a small number wouldn't attract a counter-protest. Now half a block from the corner, she looked back. She could watch as they passed on the cross street and give a thumbs up from a safe distance. They came into view, a lot of them elderly. Who else would have free time to protest on a workday? Some carried signs displaying five words in script from the Declaration of Independence, and she knew which ones. A man dressed like a revolutionary soldier played a snare drum. An old-fashioned protest for old-fashioned freedom. As she raised her hand to signal support, everyone started running in all directions. Without waiting to find out why, she turned and ran too. A buzz zoomed down the street behind her. A drone. Oh no. She stopped and threw herself flat against a building, took a deep breath, and held it. Up and down the street, everyone froze. The drone hovered in the middle of the street, oversized blades whirling. Sometimes a counter-protest drone would be attracted to movement and attack, and the blades would slash like razors. It spun slowly around as if observing, searching. Then it banked and dove in her direction. She tried not to blink, tried to will her heart to stop pounding, her clothing to stop stirring in the breeze, her body to stop trembling. The drone slowed and hovered over the sidewalk in front of her at the same height as her throat. And after too many infinite seconds, it flew slowly up the block past protesters and passers-by pressed against the walls like wide-eyed statues. She heard a dog bark and didn't dare turn her head to look. The drone's buzz dropped in pitch as it swooped, and the dog's bark was cut short. A yelp, a howl, and people screamed.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.